Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here. And we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. That is A to Z English Podcast, one word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me, you'll be able to talk with Social, and we can answer your questions, we can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we have a topic talk, I believe. And this is the tuna fish sandwich debate. And yes. Social, I have no idea what this means. Please enlighten me.
Jack, I came across this, and it's kind of popular amongst American netizens in the group that I found. So a girl was commenting about how she gave her money to go buy a cheese sandwich with all of the fixings, which for our listeners who don't know means, you know, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, whatever. And she very specifically said she wanted that ham and cheese sandwich. Mm-hmm. So he went to Subway. She gave him money for both of their sandwiches. And I believe she wasn't feeling well or something. So anyway, he went alone. So he went and bought a sandwich, and he bought himself something different. And then he bought her a tuna fish salad sandwich, which he also likes. But he knows she doesn't like tuna, and she doesn't really eat tuna, but he likes tuna. And he brought her the sandwich and told her that he brought her the tuna fish sandwich because he just wanted her to try his favorite sandwich, even though he got himself something different as well. So the commenters were divided on whether she should be grateful. And she was actually saying she was grateful anyway, but that it kind of annoyed her. But she ended up feeling grateful that he went and got sandwiches. Or if she should be upset that he got her something she didn't ask for with her money that he liked, that he knew that she wouldn't really like. So what do you think, Jack?
Yeah, this is very... here's an expression, sus, like suspect.
Sus.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, suspect. I mean, yeah. It's like weird or kind of suspicious. That's what it is.
Suspicious.
Sus stands
exactly.
For suspect or suspicious.
This reminds me of an episode of The Simpsons where Homer buys Marge a bowling ball for her birthday that is exactly like sized for his hand and his fingers. So basically he mm-hmm. buys her a present that she will never use and doesn't want, and that he wants and that he will use. And she is supposed to be grateful for that. This is just pure manipulation, you know, like this is just
right.
This guy wants to eat all of the sandwiches, and he's got his sandwich that he bought for himself, and then he knows that she's not going to eat the tuna sandwich because she doesn't like tuna, And he's trying to frame it as like I'm d it's like it's like the, it's just it's like kind of like a gaslighting almost like I'm giving you ex the exact opposite of what you want and make and you're enforcing you to say thank you for me doing it. It's just like it's awful. I mean it's in the grand scheme of things it's not a big deal. It's just a sandwich, but I would be, you know, greatly annoyed, and I know my wife would be really annoyed if she told me I want this sandwich, and then I showed up with a totally different sandwich, containing an ingredient that I know she doesn't like, and then saying, "Oh, but this is my favorite sandwich. You got to try it." It's like, well, then why don't you buy that your favorite sandwich for yourself and give her some of yours, and buy her the sandwich that she wants. Like that's what an adult would do. This is what a child would do is what this guy did. So she's married. She's not married, or she's dating a child, not a man.
Okay, good. We're on the same side of this debate. A lot of men in the comments were saying way because he went and got the sandwiches. But also, would it change to you if he was buying it with his own money? Just
No. It
curious.
wouldn't change because like again like she specifically asked for a sandwich, a ham and cheese sandwich, and you're showing up with a tuna sandwich. It's like you know, kind of like if I ask you to buy me an Americano and you show up with a macchiato or something, it's like, oh no, I didn't want the you know, extra 300 calories of sugar or whatever. I just wanted a plain Americano.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
It's kind of like I guess the sandwich is irrelevant. It's more of like, are you listening to your partner? Are you know, are you paying attention? And are you do you understand their wants and needs and desires? And are you putting those desires above your own desires to have basically two sandwiches and she has none? You know, I mean that's the manipulation here. It's like a scheme. I'm gonna find a way to eat my sandwich and your sandwich, and you're gonna like it. You know, like you're gonna say thank you. It's twisted. It's diabolical, you know?
I know. And the crazy thing to me is that I bet he had his wallet on him and he could have just bought himself an extra tuna sandwich with his money
Sure.
and gotten her what she wanted. But he was like, nah, I'm gonna use her own money, especially it's like to get myself something I want. But I agree with you. I don't think it would have changed regardless. Like it's like if someone asks you, because especially when you're in a long-term partnership and especially if you get married and stuff, usually it becomes both of your money, right? So it doesn't
Yeah.
really matter. It's just, it comes down to, are you listening to the person? Do you care about what they want? Or are you a selfish, jerk?
B-hole. Yeah, exactly. Why can't you buy your girlfriend a sandwich when she's not feeling well? It's like, come on, dude. You're collecting money from your girlfriend. I mean, that really tells everything. That says everything that I need to know right there, is that the guy's took the money from her, and not only that, but he's gonna buy himself a sandwich with her money. It's like, Sorry, lady, but this guy is not a keeper. Throw this one back
No.
because there's
Yeah,
plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah.
it's funny because she actually said, oh, yeah, he was sweet to get me food, so like he gets a pass. I was like,
Well, how many miles did he walk to get the sandwich?
what
Come
I'm
on.
in that situation is make the person go either one.
Yeah, I mean, if he drove, then I can.
Sandwich that I wanted, or you're giving me my money back. Pay for a sandwich that I don't want.
Yeah. No,
Yeah,
I'm
you're
on
driving
team.
back.
I think she should have been annoyed with him. I don't know how angry you can get over a sandwich. I don't think you should start World War III, in the relationship. But it's just like another little, it's like
Sure.
another little like sign that this guy's a total loser. That's what I've that's the way I interpret it. And I'm sure there's probably a million other ways that he's a kind of a loser in that relationship as well. So.
I'm curious to know what you would have done if you had been on the receiving end of getting a sandwich you didn't want. Like, would you make the person go back? Would you ask for your money back, or would you call them out, or would you politely say thank you and in your mind,
That's an interesting point.
like, I'm a loser, I gotta cut him loose.
When it comes to me, there is no sandwich that I don't like. So, I'll eat anything at any time. It could be a horse meat, sandwich. I'll probably eat it. I wouldn't say anything. Yeah, it that's not a, it it doesn't the situation doesn't fit well with me because there's nothing on the Subway menu that I wouldn't eat. Maybe if I got a vegetarian sandwich, I'd be like, oh, a little disappointed, but I'd still eat it. I wouldn't complain. In this case, I think she should be slightly annoyed because he's trying to be manipulative, and it's obvious, and he's trying to get her to actively participate in the manipulation and be be grateful for a trick that he's pulling on her. So, I don't appreciate the I mean I appreciate the effort on his part to try to get away with this in a weird kind of twisted way. I kind of appreciate it, but I hope that she sees through it and it doesn't fall for the silliness of this guy's excuse. He's lying. Yeah.
So this wouldn't fly with you. So, and what would you do? Would you send the person back for a sandwich? Would you ask for your money back, or would you just quietly accept it? Yeah, leave a comment down below at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. Shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com and join our WeChat and WhatsApp groups to make sure that you can talk to Jack and I directly. Also, Jack and I have started a class on Zoom. So if you would like the link to that, make sure to join our WeChat group, or you can also message Jack and I directly on the A to Z English Podcast WhatsApp or WeChat, and you can join our Zoom English Corner. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.